It's time for a comprehensive look at agribusiness news, markets, and weather. It's the Agribusiness Report. Well, today we talk sorghum. We'll start with Norma Ritz-Johnson. She's Executive Director, United Sorghum Checkoff Program. We'll also hear from John Duff with Cerro Ag, and that's all ahead. First off, though, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack telling National Ag Day ceremonies that everyone in ag should be proud.
I know that today is the day we're supposed to acknowledge this, but I really want to encourage all of us to encourage all of our friends and neighbors and those we work with, those that we connect with, to indicate with pride that we're connected to this industry. We're proud to be part of this industry. We're proud to work for this industry. We're proud to advance this industry. We're proud to understand the significance and importance of it, and every American should as well.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Norma Ritz-Johnson. Norma is Executive Director of the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, headquartered in Lubbock. Great to see you.
Great to see you. How are you?
Never better. I noticed that you're wearing something on your lapel here that says 15. 15 for what?
Well, I can't believe it's been almost 15 years, but 15 years since the checkoff started. And so we've got a great milestone to mark this year with a lot of excitement and certainly building on a lot of the success of the past 15 years. So, you know, I want to congratulate the sorghum producers who decided back 15 years ago to start this checkoff. It was a result of some really bold leadership and some vision. It took a lot of vision for the checkoff, which you know, really has accomplished quite a bit in 15 years. But, you know, we are really excited about the future as well.
You have the privilege of having been a part of the organization, which was National Grain Sorghum Producers at the time, before the checkoff came around. And now that you see it 15 years later, are there a couple of success stories? In other words, things that we might not have been able to imagine over 15 years ago have come to fruition because of the checkoff?
Yeah, I think certainly one of the major, of course, benefits of the checkoff is having the resources available to make those investments that add value back to the producer. Certainly, as you mentioned, I was part of the sorghum industry before the checkoff existed and did some great work. And, you know, the sorghum organizations did some great work. But the checkoff really just has made it possible to take that to the next level. A great example of that is the long time coming accomplishment of herbicide technologies. Had three of those technologies launched starting 2 years ago. And that's probably one of the most exciting accomplishments, because it brings solutions to producers. And we like, you know, we're in the solutions business at the checkoff, whether it is addressing challenges of sorghum production so that we can improve the profitability of sorghum production for producers, or whether it's presenting sorghum as a solution from a sustainability standpoint, all the way from the production level at the farm to the processing end of it, all the way to consumers that are seeking sustainable ingredients, or, you know, products with sustainable ingredients such as sorghum, whether in their pet food or whether in their food for themselves, or, you know, in terms of the renewable fuels that sorghum goes into.
Checkoff really plays a big role in the research side. Are there some interesting projects going on, big projects going on right now?
You know, we're continuing to conduct some of that, what I would call, you know, farm-level, basic-type research on continuing to work on improving sorghum production. One of the most exciting projects that we launched over the past few months was a project that is collaborative in nature. It involves Texas Tech University, Kansas State University, Texas A&M, and USDA ARS collaborators who are going to be looking at a comprehensive project addressing the physiology of the sorghum plant. So looking at the actual design or architecture of the plant is something that hasn't been done, and at least in modern history with modern technologies. And so that's something that we're very excited about, because we're looking at everything from, you know, the stomata on the leaves and how that affects water use and water efficiency, you know, to the design of the grain head. It's a comprehensive 5-year project. Hasn't been done before, and I couldn't be more excited about that one. The other thing that is kind of a transition that our research has taken is looking at marketable traits. And so looking at research projects and breeding projects that either bring out marketable traits such as high protein, different nutrients. And so that's the reason for that is just that those are those high-value markets that really bring value back to the sorghum producer. Every day, we set out to work on driving premium, driving production, or driving perception of sorghum. I call them the three P's, and it's something that can easily be remembered top of mind. It's a litmus test for all of the efforts that we undertake every day, as well as the investments that we make on behalf of sorghum producers in research projects, in our marketing efforts, and in our promotion efforts. And so premium, production, and perception is something that we are continuing to work on, and I look forward to what happens after this 15-year mark for the checkoff. But it certainly has been something that's been wonderful for sorghum producers, and we're hard at work, working on their behalf every day.
And if we want to keep up with the sorghum checkoff, we can do that online at sorghumcheckoff.com. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Life doesn't come with guarantees, but working with Rob Seco comes pretty close. Our strategic investments in the seed we offer are designed to directly improve your bottom line. From full trait platforms, breeding and development, to field-by-field planning and seed-driven crop inputs, with Rob Seco, you have precisely what you need to improve plant performance and increase yield. Every farm, every crop, and every acre. Learn more at robseco.com.
I'm Tucker Brown, a sixth-generation rancher, and I plan on seeing you at the 2023 Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference, April 25th and 26th in Canadian, Texas, sponsored by Capital Farm Credit. As a young rancher, there are many challenges, and this event gives me powerful information, resources, and network opportunities to keep the ranch in the family and the family in the ranch. Register today online at Hemp Hill County Beef Conference website or call 806-323-9114.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Joined today by John Duff. John is a consultant with C-Smart, and we're going to learn more about C-Smart in just a moment. But John's with Cerro Ag, and you're headquartered in Lubbock. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, as always, Tony.
Okay, so this was just released this week, and it's a collaborative sorghum marketing transformation program. I guess that's what makes up the name C-Smart, right? So
yeah.
What is it we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to say that once, and since you said it, I won't say it again, but I'm always going to say that once and then never again. It's C-Smart is a lot easier there, and that is the initiative, and in essence, it is a venture capital support platform that comes alongside private investors looking to deploy capital in the sorghum industry. It will provide R&D, marketing, research, promotion, support to startups or established businesses that are investing in sorghum projects. And then also in parallel, maintain a network of private investors that are farmers and others in the sorghum industry and adjacent to the sorghum industry that want to invest in these startups. So it really would come alongside it. It will go hand in hand with private investors deploying capital to provide funding that facilitates the use of that private capital in a way that is of good value to the sorghum farmers, bottom line.
So for sorghum producers or anybody who's grown sorghum in the past, they might be wondering, well, why are we looking at bringing in venture capital into the sorghum industry? What is it they're investing in, and what's the end game here?
Absolutely. If you can dream it, somebody's probably tried to spin up a business around it and get private investment to move forward. And we're seeing it right now. We just saw a $300 million investment from a Wall Street firm into Advanta Global. Took a very large stake in that company, and they did it for a couple of reasons. One, Advanta met the rate of return that this company was looking for, and it also met some sustainability metrics that this company has. So I think we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of that in the next 5 to 10 years than we may have ever seen before in agriculture combined. And any of that is great, right? You would never turn down any capital like that coming into agriculture. But if we could pull it in a way that would impact sorghum farmers beneficially and add value to sorghum farmers' bottom line, how much further could those dollars go? And that's really what C-Smart does. It helps that capital that's flowing into agriculture, helps it come in a way that can be positive for sorghum farmers. And ultimately, sorghum farmers hopefully would be able to participate in those investments as well by co-investing with some of those larger investors that come in.
I know we're still early on. Are we to a point yet where we can point to something specific yet? Is it still too early to actually do that? Or is there something, again, specific where we can say, I mean, obviously you mentioned the investment already into Advanta, but is there a way that producers will actually see the benefits yet, or is that still to come?
Absolutely. No, we have already made some strategic investments. C-Smart has already made some strategic investments, invested in marketing support for an all-female led business that is on the sorghum food side. I have also helped with networking, due diligence, other facilitation type activities with a company looking at industrial sorghum starch production. And then I've also done an investment in some due diligence for a container facility that would be focused on specialty sorghum exports. And so those are three investments. Those are three activities that C-Smart has already undertaken and moved forward with in a concrete way. Of course, these things they have a long trail, right? In a lot of cases, it's years before you really reap the benefits of those investments, or you reap the benefit of the demand that those investments create. We're a long way off in being able to talk about huge successes that that the platform has created, but we have already taken concrete steps toward ensuring that those things happen, and we're doing it, like I said, in a way that matches up promotion, research, R&D, marketing support with private investment that allows sorghum farmers and anyone in the sorghum industry to participate from an investment perspective if they so choose.
Again, John Duff is with Cerro Ag. He's working as a consultant with C-Smart and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Norma Ritz Johnson, United Sorghum Checkoff.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Life doesn't come with guarantees, but working with Rob Seco comes pretty close. Our strategic investments in the seed we offer are designed to directly improve your bottom line. From full trait platforms, breeding and development, to field-by-field planning and seed-driven crop inputs, with Rob Seco, you have precisely what you need to improve plant performance and increase yield. Every farm, every crop, and every acre. Learn more at robseco.com.
This is the Agribusiness Report.
Right now in the beef business, we are definitely watching
tight supplies of cattle sort of working their way through the system.
And USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says the latest cattle feedlot report shows February cattle feedlot placements down by 7% from a year ago. Feedlot inventories March 1st down 4%.
And we would expect to see that manifest itself in higher fed cattle prices for the year, averaging about $162 a hundredweight for 2023 on average, compared to about $144 in 2022.
That would be about a 12.5% increase in average fed cattle prices for the year. And at the cow-calf operator level, Shagham expects
feeder steer prices of about $204 a hundredweight, compared to about $166 a hundredweight a year ago.
And that would be a 23% increase from last year. Gary Crawford, Washington.